It's distinctly unusual that a child would drop dead playing sports. Previously, the most common cause of that was hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a congenital thickness of the heart that blossoms after puberty. And most upper-level athletics has screening for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's done by EKG and cardiac ultrasound. So we hear about fewer and fewer cases of that because of modern-day screening. At the college or pro level, all the kids are screened for that. So when we see a cardiac arrest at the college and pro level, the first thing we think of now is COVID-19 vaccination and myocarditis.
It's well over 1,100 now, and these are athletes in the best condition of their life, fathers, mothers, sisters, uncles, cousins, that have just dropped dead after being vaccinated while playing. And it's usually with heart-related issues, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, Ty, really. That doesn't include reproductive issues. That doesn't include neurological issues, which we've had many of those on our Voices podcast. These people, that women have had a lot more neurological issues. We won't know for 20 years on the reproductive issues, but there's so many things wrong with these shots, and people need to understand that. They need to start distrusting the CDC, the FDA. They're not doing their job. The NIAH, everybody with an initial. It's a big deal because they're not doing their jobs, and people are being hurt.